following is the President's speech at Ocean View, California, Friday, September 24th,
1948. We're going to pull the train up a little bit.
Stand back, please, for your own safety. Do not come too close.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's
been 10 years, or even longer, since a president came to Oceanside on an official visit. The record shows that our president, President Truman, has been very considerate and very sympathetic to the problems of San Diego County. He understands our needs on water, on housing, on soil erosion and conversion, many things that we need in San Diego County. And his visit to San Diego County and to Oceanside shows his sympathetic attitude toward our communities in San Diego County. Of course, this isn't enough when it comes time to make a choice for a president, because we need a man as our president who is a fighting champion of real democracy, a man who cares for the security of every individual, a man who is militant enough to maintain liberty against social oppression at home and against foreign aggression abroad. Day by day, more and more people are realizing we have such a man in our very own president, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate very much that most cordial introduction of Mr. McKinnon, who I understand is going to be your next congressman. I'm very happy that you're going to send a Democrat to Washington. In your own selfish, special interest, you ought to send a Democrat to Washington, because the Democratic Party stands for those things in which you are most interested. The Democratic Party has been responsible for the development of water, power, and the other things in which the West is vitally interested. If you read the record, you'll find that all these great projects originated under Democratic administrations. And you'll find that this Republican 80th Congress has done everything it possibly can to sabotage the West, and they're still at it. You can't afford to allow that to happen. Your great need in this part of the world is water, and we are trying to develop a plan for the whole of the state of California, which will to some extent, and I hope completely, solve the water problem, which you're up against and which the whole state is up against. Your shortage of water, when I go over this beautiful country, it almost makes you weep to think what could be done if you just had the water to put on this land. Now, if you remember, when President Roosevelt was down here, he ordered this aqueduct to be built because it was necessary to furnish water not only to this part of California, but to keep the naval works and the airplane factories going that were in San Diego. First thing the Republicans did as soon as they got in office was to try to sabotage that great project. But we succeeded in getting it restored. And we are now, the Democrats, are working on a plan which we hope will increase the water supply to this part of the country. You're interested in the housing. The Republican Congress sabotaged the housing bill. That bill passed the Senate, went over to the House, and the chairman of the Banking and Currency Committee and the chairman of the Rules Committee prevented the House from voting on that measure. I'm sure that the House, if it had been allowed to vote by the Republican leadership, would have passed that housing bill. That bill was introduced nearly 3 years ago. It was called the Wagoner-Ellender-Taft Bill. It passed the Senate at that time and was defeated in the House. The 80th Congress, it was introduced again in 1947, and it was called the Taft-Ellender-Wagner Bill. It passed the Senate, went over to the House, and Senator Taft himself helped to kill that bill, his own bill with his name on it. That is customary with this present Congress and its leadership. And you want to bear in mind that if you send another Congress back there with a Republican tinge and a Republican majority, you'll have this same old bunch of mossbacks in charge that are in charge now, and you won't get a thing. You ought to bear all these things in mind. In Los Angeles last night, I went into detail as to what the Democratic Party stands for, and you know how I stand on these things. Try to find out where the rest of the people stand who are in opposition to me. See whether they'll tell you or not. I don't think they will, because they're trying to make you believe they're for one thing when they're really going to do another. It's a case of double talk. You don't have to find out what I mean when I say it. I say it so you can understand it. And the record speaks for itself. All you have to do is to study the record. Now it's up to you to decide whether you want to turn the clock back and leave these saboteurs in the Congress, or whether you want to go forward to the Democratic Party and accomplish what's necessary to make this country great. To do that, you must exercise your God-given privilege to vote. That's the greatest privilege that you have in this great nation, the freedom of the ballot. That means that you are the government. And when you don't vote, and you get something like the 80th Congress, you're to blame for it. If you don't go out and vote on the 2nd of November, and you have this backward-looking outfit in complete control of the government, then you won't have anybody to blame but yourself. But if you do go out and vote, as I'm sure you're going to, I'm not going to worry about the result. Because the people know what's right. The people are usually right if they can get the facts, and I'm trying to give them to you. That's the reason I came out here. How would you like to meet my family? Mrs. Truman. Hello. My daughter, Margaret. Mrs. McKinnon. Now they need to bring it in.
May we have your introduction? Will you stay there, madam? We're going to have a flower party.
Oh, sir.